to the NXT Podcast, your home for weekly NXT reviews and insight.
The beautiful part of NXT is that when one dream ends, another dream begins.
Find all of your NXT news, recaps, and analysis right here. So with that being said, we only have one question for you.
Are you ready?
We thought so. Let's get the show started right now.
All right, everyone. This is Memphis Mark coming to you from Mullet Manor. And wow, what a chaotic week we've got going on. We have Stand and Deliver. We had tonight's NXT. I did not do a specific Stand and Deliver review because we had such great shows already out there on WrestleMania. And I wanted everybody to just freaking to enjoy all the great commentary and views that we had. So I'm just gonna condense mine. You know, old guy condenses. And look, man, we will start off with a little Stand and Deliver. And I'm just going to go over it real quickly because everybody, you know, has seen it and or has gone back and looked at it now. But these are just some of my notes on Stand and Deliver. You know, Ava telling the refs, be cool, man. Be cool. We need a winner. You know, we're so lucky to be living in the era of Ava, the general manager, with all the knowledge. All right, and so yeah, they come out and they've got the pre-match is freaking good on Stand and Deliver. You got Sean Spears and Joe Gacy. You had Ridge Holland get involved, you know. So hey, angles. You got Metaphor, you know, doing their little mocking of everyone. So hey, we'll see where that might possibly lead. And then the Metaphor being in Dallas gear in Philadelphia, love it, freaking love it. You want heat, there you go. And then the North American title match between Dijak, Josh Briggs, and Oba Finney, the champ. Oba. And man, good match. And I really, we could go into a lot of breakdowns and all this, but this is, go back and watch this. This is, it's pretty doggone good. And Briggs is coming on his own. Dijak's growing on me a little bit. Just a little. And then Oba. Oba says, I'm no freaking Omos. Oba is pretty freaking, he's in the ring working pretty good. So, and then Oba's going to win it, though. But I love the way Oba comes in jamming to his music. Everybody's trying to look cool, and so he's so freaking big and so intimidating, he can kind of just chill and just walk on out to the ring and kind of just, hey, just kind of go. Of course, I'm not as large as him, so yeah, he can do whatever the hell he wants. It wasn't a bad match. The finish, it's okay. Go back and watch. They had a six-person ladies tag with Izzy Dane, Kiana James, and JC Jane against Valen Henry and Kiana Jordan and Thea Hale. And in the end, Thea taps JC. Match pretty good. I'm learning more and more, though. Kiana James is just badass. JC is really growing on me. Izzy starting to show me. And Miss Jordan really kind of just impressing me. Her in-ring ability each week to week. You know, Valen's a solid. And Thea, she's good. That Ultimate Warrior gigs, okay. But Thea ends up tapping Izzy and winning that, six person tag there. And then after that is when we get the debut from our GM. Or the person with all her knowledge and all the nose in the grind, knowing what's going on. Ava is introducing a new North American women's belt. Okay, so kind of cool. I like that. And then you got Roxanne and Lyra Valkyria for the women's belt after that. Okay. Well, we saw Roxanne on the main roster this week, which, poor Indy. Poor Indy, they made her make her look good. But it is what it is. So Roxanne gets a win there. I'm not so sure how I like this. Roxanne, I'm not so convinced on Lyra as I loved her before all of this, and now I'm kind of thinking she's coming off kind of weak. You know, I'm not sure. But the way it comes out is they've been, with the angle and the storyline, Tatum Paxley has been involved. And she gets involved in this one. Doesn't really cost her, but cost her. Go back and check it out. It's worth going back and checking out to an extent. Keep that fast forward available for you guys. All right, let me see. The Tony D coming out to the Sopranos music. Really enjoyed. If you're going to go, if they're paying the money that they're paying for Trick Williams, to my boys over here in Memphis, 3-6, if they're dropping that for Whoop That Trick, go on, drop that money for Tony D. Finish the story out. Ooh, did he say that? I did. So you got Tony D. And Dragunov, in the semi main event for the world belt. It's not the main event. It's the event before the event. But anyway, these guys do a great. It's a 3-star match. I haven't said this earlier, but Frazier and Axiom and the Wolf Dogs and everything. I got to put that as a 3-star. Everything else with the Dijak and all that match, I got to put it at 3 stars. Let me see. The 6-person tag. 2 stars. And then Roxanne Lyra. 2 stars. But Tony D and Dragunov. It's a 3-star. I mean, it was a good match. It was a good match. Tony D gets offered, Garden of Eden. There was a snake involved. He turned the snake down. Hey, you know. He shakes his hand afterwards and says, "Hey, Dragunov, you won this one with a big H-bomb off the top rope." A good match. And then you had him. You had Mello and Yeah, you had all those people. Crowd was fired up. You know, it was a pretty good match. Melo, of course, a little better in ring. A little more seasoned. And played the part of the smaller guy trying to intimidate. But eventually, size, training, well, not training up, they're both badass. Just these guys laid it out there. Trick, though, had the big knee, ends up getting the win, and makes the crowd go crazy. It was 16,545, if I remember right, on the attendance. I mean, it was successful. This whole weekend was successful. Now, me taking some kids, going to all the events. Say you had kids that were, didn't have to take the naps, and you could really, they were really into it, you know, preteens, somewhere in that age. You're dropping $7,000 for everything. But by gosh, you know, I gotta say, in the household I grew up in, that wouldn't be fathomed. But, you know, the people that can, it's great. And the people that want to strive to do that, it's great. You know? So, I mean, hey. But here we are after this great, great weekend. The biggest, they said the biggest. You know, so, hey, box office selling out Wells Fargo Center. Philly just tearing it up. What a freaking great weekend. And then you got NXT popping in. You had Monday Night Raw after, you know, after Mania. So, you know, we had some good little spots on the after show, or the Raw after Mania. It was good too. So I mean, look, I'm enjoying everything. And for NXT though, the next big premium live event is this great name, Spring Breaking. Okay. Whoever thought of this, fire. They start off the show tonight on 4-9. That's NXT. That's the NXT review now. they start off with, of course, their recap of Stand and Deliver. And then, of course, we've got Roxanne coming out, doing her own flowers. She planted them, fertilized them, and produced them all in one time. But you got Lyra coming out in a sling and talking her stuff, and then you got Tatum Paxley showing up, and then she throws Lyra, the ex-champ there, into the steps. And then we got Natty challenging. So it's utter chaos to start it off, folks. But yeah, then we have our wise, not our wise woman, and not our wise man. I'm just going to say wise because it's all, can you say scripted anymore? Then Ava comes out. And I'm not. It's not that I'm down on Ava. It's just that, I'm down on Ava. All right. But if I was the runner of, the head of the, whatever the Rock is, and hey, I'm not complaining. But Ava does come out there, and I even forgot what I was talking about. But here is what, though, I noticed afterwards. Right, they've got Trick, and then they've got the Wolf Dogs, you know, coming up in their own studio, and they're doing an overhead shot down on. So Trick just rolls up right at the gates and just gets out his car. It's like, I'm here. It just walks away. And then, of course, you have the Wolf Dogs walking through, heading towards the gate. The way they're doing the overhead shots, the just the camera work is amazing. Everything is spot on. And they can use the NXT forever for trying new things. And these are new promos, the way they're doing, going to commercials. This is all new. So when you want to see what's coming in the future on Raw and SmackDown, look no further than NXT. Right, let's see, where were we at? We had the Lyra, and we had the different style promos, and then we had a promo with Nathan Frazier and Axiom, and they were kind of told, what's your last shot at the belts? So if you don't win the belts, woo-wee, y'all split up. So there you go. And then we have our weekly episode of the soap opera known. No, that was my dog, not a soap opera. That was it's of Chase U. And Chase U is doing their promo, and they're up there talking, and they're trying to give some awards and thanking people, and then JC Jane shows up with her accomplice, and they lay the smack of downeth. They come in and they put an angle, they put a plot, they set a new projection of this feud. Apparently, Andrea Chase bet on Thea to win. But then she was getting whooped so bad he had to throw the towel in, so that cost him the money. Alright, I like all that. That's all cool. But what I loved even better was Booker T, the announcer, going, sounds a little like Pete Rose. You know, I just love it. Look, we won't get into a baseball discussion, but Pete Rose is one of my favorite players. If you don't like that, la da 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 da, I'll do you like he did that guy coming into home plate on the All-Star game. But yeah, and then after that, we have Izzy Dane and Kiana James going against Valen Henry and Kleana Jordan. And it's a good match. It's a good match. And you know what? I always talk about the gymnast that's trying to be a wrestler, or a wrestler that happened to be a gymnast. There's a difference. Miss Jordan is slowly changing my opinion. She's getting the she's getting her work in. She's getting her basic groundwork in. So I don't mind seeing the flips and the flops and all the fancy cartwheels if it looks real in the match. Make it look real. If you're going to flip and flop, kick somebody upside the mother freaking head. Knock them down. Do something. You know, make it look real. But hey, in this one, I got to give Izzy Dane credit. She did an abdominal stretch, a simple move, but because Miss Jordan is so flexible, she can, you know, move, and it just the way they were, she was able to torque her body. It looked good, camera wise. I'm sure live it looked good. It looked like, man, she got her all wrapped up. You know, it looked good. So now Izzy and Miss James, Kiana James, do end up winning this match. But hey. Things to come for a lot of these superstars in this one, but and then we have this Javon Evans. He does a little promo. He's kind of like Sol Ruka in the ladies division, kind of like a beach bum, you know, just chilling, just always saying dude or something like that. I don't know, but a little promo. And before his match, they do a quick little promo with the No Quarter Catch crew. And it's Tony D's boys, his crew. You know, you got, Stax, you know, and whatever the guy's name. Hey, you know, the new guy with the tuxedo shirt. His name is upcoming. I mean, they do a pretty good little promo. But then you're going to have, Scripps, the veteran, the veteran Scripps, coming out for the debut match of Javon Evans. Now, Javon Evans, I want to hand him a ham sandwich and tell him he needs to eat a little bit more, but he's 19. I found out he was 19, so got a lot of growing to do, But man, scripted, you know, they come out and they've got, like in football or in certain sports, you can script your first 10 plays or moves or whatever, and that's the way this felt. But then, you know, hey, look, Scripps came on, showed me a little something, I can't say, but man, this Javon. This dude is a he's a future star. As I said, please, somebody give this man some food. he sells good. He looked good. His moves were good. His drop kicks were on point. And look, I know y'all going to hate me on this one, but in the Memphis area back in the day, in the old territory days, Jeff Jarrett used to have one of the best drop kicks. Now this is pre hair gel. He really did. And this kid reminded me of that, man. Really good. Sells good. Good match, man. Scripps. Hey. I say what I say about him every week, but he's a gymnast wanting to be a wrestler. But in this match, he portrayed a veteran whooping on a younger, you know, person new to the field, and he pulled everything off. And I think Mr. Evans showed us a little something. So got to say, I liked it. I liked it. And you got Booker T doing a setup, and the way he did the setup, he goes right into Ridge Holland, and then it's into Gacy, and then it's into LWO, and then LWO gets their hand caught in the door, and then it's just everything was cool. That was a great little promo, but all these guys are making good money. Can you get Ridge Holland a shirt without him being sweaty under their arms like that, like having the pits out like that? Can we get Ridge? I like Ridge, you know, a big guy. They just got to know how to, they got to figure something out for this big man. But not with the big sweaty pits. Come on, NXT, come on. You're better than that. All right, and also, what's up there, puppy dog? I'm sorry, I don't normally have a puppy dog in the studio, but I have one today. And it's a great promo, you know, now that they've got Cody, the cookie cutter face, Mr. Clean, he's on doing promos for freaking the Olympics, man, for Mr. David Taylor, which Mr. David Taylor is a bad man. You don't know who David Taylor is in the Olympics? If you don't watch anything other than our track team and our wrestler, our heavyweight wrestler, Mr. David Taylor. But anyway, Cody, I've been there doing the clean cut cookie cutter spots. But yeah, good little way they did that. Then you're going to have Natty coming out with Roxanne for a ladies' title match. And look, man, we can roll through this. Just Natty was one step ahead. You know, Roxanne had her moments and had her little spots, but Natty was rolling. Natty told her that she has forgotten more wrestling than Roxanne will ever know. Which is true. With her badass husband up there, man, doing training up in Canada, man, that is a... And Natty's moves, like... Say what you want to. Her moves tonight, and Roxanne did really good selling. Her snap suplexes, her moves. Natty was like, snap, bam, boom. It, you know, hey, say what you want to. The beautiful Miss Natty was whooping some butt, but of course, Lola Vice comes out, gets involved, does a little something, a little kick. Distracts on
Roxanne gets the Papa Rock.
I mean, okay, so Roxanne gets the win. Alright, so from there we get a Wolf Dogs promo, which, hey, you know, are they gonna bust up the band? And then a great spot with Damian Priest, the new world's heavyweight champion. He's on, he's right before the game for the Yankees, and he's on the field, and all the Yankees are coming up. Aaron Judge, all the guys are just coming up and going like, what's up? And then getting a picture with the belt. So really liked it. Damian, you know, good little angle. I'm liking what they're doing with that. So we'll see what happens in the future. And then you've got Lola Vice and Natty. You know, Natty's got to catch up with her because Lola going to talk that stuff. And Natty walked up to her and then said, what's up? And they had a disagreement. After that, you've got the No Quarter Catch Crew going up against Tony D and Luca Cusavuno. Yeah, I'm just going to say it like that. You know, No Quarter, you know, okay. They come out, you know, because you never know which one of the group are you going to compete. But it was Bourne and Kemp, and Kemp is good. And Bourne's good, but Kemp... Some moves in there I've really seen that he's really, really coming on pretty strong. And this was an okay match. You know, it was an okay match. I can't say anything bad, you know. You know, the Stacks and Luca, they get the win, you know. But that means somebody's got to get revenge. But after that, you've got Oba Finney rolling on down to the ring, jamming, you know, kind of like I would to walking in Memphis or something, you know, some 3-6 or something, you know, whatever I need be, but to walk into the ring, like we're jamming down the ring. I mean, but yeah, it was all good. I was dropping some knowledge, and then it's scripted knowledge, though, very scripted. But then the Viking Warrior comes out there. Without the crazy chick. You know, he just comes out there and he says, I'm big, I like big guys fighting, and I want to fight another big guy, so let's fight. So they throw down a little bit. Not so bad. Not so bad of a little spot. You know, they got to work with Oba, you know, and get him going. But after that, we've got a little spot with Metaphor. And Mensa's not happy, and Dijak comes out there, and Dijak wants to know, hey, loved your parodies, guys. Hey, who planned that? And Jordan was about to say her, but Noam said it was him. So Dijak said, I'll see you later. All right, then you've got Jada Parker from OTM going against this Brindley Reese. And she's out there with Blade and Anofi. And let's talk about the match. Alrighty. Yeah, big hip check. Jada Parker, she wins. All right, and then after that, though, you do have Nathan Frazier going with Axiom against the Wolf Dogs. And is this the end of the Wolf Dogs? Is the band going to break up? Is there a Yoko Ono involved? And if you don't know who that is, don't wear a Beatles t-shirt, a replica Beatles t-shirt, if you don't know that. That's just my little thing. But hey, out of this match, we've got a few things going on here. Let's see. Okay, well, there ends up being a Yoko Ono, and she breaks up the band. Sad to say. But yeah, we got new champs. They did it the way you would have to do it if you were that much smaller than your opponent. You would have to just run, fly, fly, run, run, kick. You know, use your weight. It was okay. So, we got new champs. So, that means Braun can go on to the main roster. You know, we can start something up new with Baron. But oh no. The AOP comes out. And they come and jump, you know, Christopher, you know, Mr. Cross comes out, and Karen Cross comes out with his lady, and yeah, it's the Final Testament shows up. The OP jumps on the champs and holds up the belts, and then Paul Lettering gets in there, and I'm very proud to say that they've now got his air and his oxygen and his heartbeat rate monitors where we can't see it. Please, I am old. I do not need to be in the ring. I love Paul Ellering. I remember when Paul Ellering was a wrestler before the Legion of Doom. Please, just no more Paul Ellering. That's all I could do on that one. And then we got Trick. Whoop that trick. You know, I almost thought about calling Pat or, you know, just trolling probably Pat mainly and saying, could I use Whoop That Trick on there? But I know he's going to tell me it's out of his control. It's involved with lawyers. Trick comes out there having a little potty, having a little enjoyment, but he says, to really be at the top, he's got to slay the dragon, Dragunov. So he calls Dragunov out there. Dragunov lays the smack of down on this candy butt situation because he says that, hey, no. But then he goes, yes, but Trick, you are too much of an opponent for me. He didn't say all this, but I'm thinking in his mind, this is the way he's going. You are too big, you are too strong, you are too young. I must defeat you and put you out of NXT so I can rule NXT. So he says, in his outward voice. It's a loser leave NXT match. Okay, well, Trick, whoop that, Trick. He tricked. Hey, Trick says, okay. And then, you know, so they're about ready to, you know, wait. Him shows up. Comes in. Does his little, I ain't done yet. Lays them both out. And that's how we end NXT. The first NXT since WrestleMania. Heading for spring breaking. man, guys, I really, really hope you all enjoyed this weekend. I really did. I had some bets laid down with some friends that have been watching as long as I have. And we all had the scenarios for the Cody Rhodes Roman Reigns match. And we all got our money back because we did not see all the run-ins. I think it was cleverly written. I think everything about this, Triple H, Mr. Paul, needs all the, well, he knows who needs the credit, but, you know, it was, hey, look, I'm happy. You know what? I'm happy. So, I enjoyed it. Guys, I really, really hope you guys did too. And again, guys, thank you for just listening to me run my, you know, run our mouth. I appreciate that. And a few little personal things here. First of all, congratulations to Matt. You know, I see that we're in the top 14 and 15 in Canada and in the USA on wrestling podcasts. So congratulations to Matt and to all the other podcasters out there. And from there, I will say I appreciate you guys taking a few minutes out of your week to listen. And look, we'll just end it and say, if you can, help a rescue out, a pound out. Do what you can, if you can, when you can. Even if it's volunteer to go walk some dogs, do what you can. And then, of course, when you do get that animal, spay and neuter. But other than that, guys, it's been a long weekend for Memphis Mark, and I think I'm just going to get in a boat with an adult beverage and float on down the way. So this is Memphis Mark coming to you, and I hope you all have a great week, because I'm out.
Thanks for listening to the WWE Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe on your favorite podcast app so you don't miss a show, or head to WWEPodcast.com. And for all of these shows ad-free, head over to Patreon.com/WWE Podcast. Until then, we'll see you next time.